This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how does the government get its anti-terrorism message into U.S. communities that speak mostly Spanish? First, an aide to the anti-American Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr today called on armed followers across Iraq to cease fire. Sadr led the besieged rebellion at a shrine in the southern city of Najaf that ended peacefully last week. Today, his aide, Sheikh Ali Smaysim, told Lebanese television that Sadr is going to turn his fighters into a political party. Joining us now from Baghdad is Scott Baldoff. He's a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor and frequent guest here on Day to Day. Scott, is this a surprise move?
In some ways, this is something that the Mehdi army has been planning for quite some time. For months, sheikhs and religious leaders from this particular party or movement have been telling us, reporters, that they've been interested in going into politics. And when you ask them, would they actually run for office? And they say, yeah, of course. Their idea is that they want to project their point of view. And if that means doing it with a gun, they'll do it that way. If that means that they will do it through an electoral process, they'll do it that way as well.
So there are supposed to be these elections. They're currently scheduled for January. So what they're talking about is trying to organize a political party and run candidates and be a normal political party by then?
You have to just think of it as an Iraqi version of Sinn Féin. They have the structure. They have the organizational skills. They're just going to take commanders and religious leaders and let them go out onto the political field instead.
So if Muqtada al-Sadr had a political party, the Mahdi army, and they went out to the people and said, we're running candidates, what would they say as a political message, and how would the Iraqi people receive that as opposed to the current interim government?
I imagine their message will remain roughly the same. Number one, they will probably push for the American troops, to leave Iraq. They would like to see a government that is run by Iraqis, preferably Iraqis of their choosing rather than the current government. They will probably also push for greater development in Shiite areas and greater political voice for Shias. They will also probably push for a much more religious form of government, similar to what they currently run in their own areas of control. If you go to Sadr City, which is a neighborhood in Baghdad that is completely under their control, they have religious courts that try people for various crimes and mete out sentences according to what they say the Quran tells them to do. They also have basically their own police force. They have their own vision for women, women's rights, for the rights of individuals, the rights of minorities. So you could start to see them pushing this more of a theocratic approach to an Iraqi new government.
Now, the Shiites are the majority in Iraq. So if this Mahdi army claims to represent the Shiite people, would that claim actually carry a lot of weight, do you think? What kind of success would they have?
Well, politically, this is a problem for them. They are a minority even within the Shiite population. There are more popular leaders, such as Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who brokered the peace deal. This is a man who has the vast majority of Shias behind him. The Mahdi army's strength all along was that they had committed members who are willing to give their lives. If you go into a political framework for this group, are they going to have the same power, the same success? On the other hand, the Sistani crowd tends not to get into politics in the first place. So it's one of these situations where you have a small but highly organized minority which could dominate the political scene, at least for Shias. I don't think anybody expects them to be speaking the voices of the Sunnis, but they may have common ground in with other insurgent groups in trying to get Americans to withdraw from Iraq.
Scott, have you talked to any political officers at the U.S. Embassy? I wonder how they would view this, because it couldn't be good news for them.
Well, in some ways, this is something that they will see as a success. I have not been able to reach them. This is very recent news, just coming out and breaking as we speak. But if the Mehdi army is not actually fighting the government, but is perhaps within it, fighting over political positions. That is a much more stable situation than civil war.
So the good news is they're going into politics. The bad news is they're running against you.
Exactly.
Scott Baldoff of the Christian Science Monitor reporting from Baghdad. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.